This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, I'm waiting in the bed. Rose McGowan is in the bathroom, waiting and waiting. It's taking a really long time. And suddenly, you know, eventually, like half an hour, I'm like, what's going on? I get up. I check the bathroom. She's rooted through all my medicine cabinets. Everything's on the floor. She's rooting around.
Oh, great.
And so I think, oh, I know what this is. She's looking for the Sudafed so she can cook that down. So I'm like, Rose, get out of my place. And she says, no. I'm sorry. I just wanted to figure out how you smell like you do, like how you get your scent, like what's the secret. I know.
And so nice.
That was nice. And it's like, Rose, you silly girl, I just eat a bunch of flowers, you know?
Yeah.
You eat a fistful of flowers and it comes out of your pores.
It's funny that people don't notice that because you have in your... I mean, in your front pocket, you've got flowers sticking out.
And I'm sneaking
sort of
bites.
Leaning down and munching on it, sort of chewing the petals while, you know, whenever it's not your turn to speak in a conversation.
But I think maybe people don't make the connection to the smell because through the filtering process, it doesn't smell exactly like flowers.
That's right. It combines with your natural body to become this whole new smell that I think is better than flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And Rose thinks so, too. And her name is Rose.
And the Rose, the nose rose flower thing. And that was a cute thing that we did talk
you
about.
You must have laughed your butt off. And then did you pound her out? You drill her after that?
I don't want to.
No, you don't
wanna,
have to tell me on the air. Then, I mean, you'd been waiting in the bedroom.
Yeah, but
you
wasn't
give her the old
necessary.
Marilyn Manson, if you know what I mean? Those two dated.
Yeah, well, that's an issue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was. I mean, obviously, we're not
together
anymore.
She wants you to get a couple of your ribs removed. I heard he did that so that he could S his own D.
When I found out...
I really heard this.
When I found out that they were together, it was like, okay, so now I've kissed you, and you kissed him, and he S his own D, so it's like am I kissing his D?
Yeah,
so that was the end of that.
Mm.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. No, there just may be an even more direct route than that.
To what?
You think she only kissed him?
Well, yeah.
Because it feels like you're adding it's him S-ing his D, her kissing him.
Yeah.
And
well, why
her
would he?
You.
Well, if
you don't
she
think
would
she
do
his
that.
D?
No, why else would he get two ribs removed to do it himself?
Well, people go on vacation, people fall asleep.
It's a really. Elaborate procedure to get two ribs.
Well, I
removed.
Guess you know whether she would do it or not.
No, she wouldn't do that. Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
It's Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names in the red carpet back hallways of this industry we call showbiz. And I will always do it right.
And you can never make me do it wrong.
I wasn't trying to make you do it wrong.
We have some interesting media to talk about today.
I was
today.
Trying to do like a T-Pain thing almost. Did it sound auto-tuned, Engineer Cody, when I was doing it
Did
with
you
him?
Hear T-Pain singing without auto-tune? He can really sing! That guy can really sing!
Well, people think that auto-tune is like this... cheating tool that makes it so that people who can't sing sound like they can. What they don't realize is people who can sing can use it, and it's an enhancement.
I wish he would have done his songs just being a singer.
Oh, I thought the same thing.
Cody, did you hear that?
Engineer Cody, as an engineer, did you hear it?
No.
Oh, okay.
And now, Cody, why did you use the soundboard and then speak into a non-functioning microphone?
Oh, here, am I good?
What was the story behind you pushing levers on the soundboard and then speaking into your microphone and it not making any sound at all?
You know, someone switched the channel strip. There's a channel 6 was on
you
channel 5.
You can't use
and
jargon to confuse
6.
Me.
It must have been that Pauly Shore who was in here right before this.
He was just in here.
Yes, he was in a movie with Rose McGowan, if you believe it. Now, let's really talk about what's really going on. And yes, some people have wanted us to weigh in. Look, we're one of the top podcasts in the world, under Wolf Den, but above, you know, a lot of people who are doing it independently. And so at this point, what do we feel about probably the top podcast, most downloaded of all time? And that's right, it's called Serial. And no, I'm not talking about munching on Cookie Crisp. I'm talking about Serial. And that's because it's a serialized series, like The Old Shadow and The Shadow Knows. And Hayes, go ahead and just take it away.
Earwolf came to us and they said, listen, people are cashing in off these Serial recap podcasts. Slate, AV Club, we're falling behind, guys. We need to do one of our own. We want you to do what you do and recap Serial for us every other week.
And also, they could not afford to, I guess, put the Serial stuff into one of their other existing podcasts because people want to hear what those podcasts normally do when they tune into those podcasts.
Yes, and so I think the idea was that our content was not just replaceable, but should be replaced with something else.
With something where we're sort of recapping Serial. And I don't know if you guys love mysteries as much as I do, but man, I got out my magnifying glass and my Sherlock hat and I just hopped in the car and started driving and listening. Hayes, you were there.
Yeah, Sean and I drove here together and we binge listened to the entire Serial series.
Yes, and we circled around the Earwolf Studios a couple times in my Pontiac Bonneville.
Yes, because we couldn't stop listening, and plus we had to do it.
Yes, that was made clear.
And so finally we finish, and let me tell you, we each have some real theories about what's going on with these guys.
Oh, gosh. Well, now that I've heard it, and we couldn't hear it so clearly because the two front windows are broken in my Bonneville.
They've been bashed out. What's the story of that? Who bashed your windows out?
Oh, well, if I knew, let me tell you something. They'd be getting themselves bashed out with a lawsuit. And we should never be violent with one another. And I know.
You just found them? They were bashed out?
Here's what I know.
It's just
I went to get in my car. There's glass everywhere, and on my front seat, there's a metal hamburger sandwich. Now, I don't know who left.
The hamburger part is metal, and the buns are normal, or the entire thing is made of metal?
The lettuce and ketchup are real. The bun is not metal, but it's also not a bun, and I found that out the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
The burger part,
that's
metal.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's a metal hamburger sandwich.
Oh, yes.
And an indeterminate bun. We don't know what species it is.
Yes.
So I found that, and I started working backwards. Who would want to hurt me like this?
Mm-hmm. And has access to metal. And can maybe control metal.
And who can maybe control metal? And,
I have an idea of potentially who it might be.
Yeah, so you're probably thinking the same thing I am, and we'll say it at the same time.
Yes, okay. 1, 2, 3,
go.
Magneto.
Oh, I thought we were doing 1, 2, 3, go. And then saying Magneto.
Okay, do you want to do it now? Okay. One, two, three, Magneto.
Magento.
You said Magento.
Did I?
Yes.
I think I was saying go. Did we not agree to do go?
You did. No, you didn't say go. You said magent. Did you say magent go? So what you want us to do is say 1, 2, 3 and then say Magneto and then say go at the end?
I was thinking that would be the cleanest way to do it.
Okay. Do you want to try?
Okay.
One, two, three,
Magneto, go.
Oh, you said Bagneto.
Oh.
Where was that coming from?
I got a cold, terrible cold. So anyway, the windows are smashed out and makes it a little hard to hear the podcast.
Because it's just the way they're smashed out, it's just like the top of the back windows. So it's, it creates a very unpleasant, like, rippling. It's similar to doing a huge whip it. The sound in your ears.
Yes.
And so what we got...
To me, a huge whippet is more... Wow, 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 wow.
Oh, mine's going...
Oh, mine's going... Wow, 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 wow.
That's weird. I wonder which ones you did.
Oh, well, maybe there was something wrong with
mine. Were painted like grenades.
Maybe that Bargnito fellow is, you know, messing with my whippet cans as well. So
what's going on with these guys? Who is the main one who is – he solving the crime or did he do it?
No, he's doing jail.
Did they put him in jail for trying to solve the mystery?
No, no. The main guy's doing jail to try to find out which one of the other guys is who actually did kill the reporter.
And he's on the phone.
Yes. Well, he is. And this is part of why I think, and it's so obvious if you've listened to the episodes and everyone's saying, oh, it's such a mystery, and they've got these crazy out there theories about, you know, so-and-so is a police informant or this one is, mm-hmm. you know, protecting that one. And I'm like, actually, if you think about it, what probably did it is it probably was somebody who works for the phone. Because this guy who's doing jail yes. is always has to talk on it.
Yes. And you
and
know
so
what's
they can make it say anything.
You know what I found very interesting?
Oh, please.
They make a lot of discussion about how there's no phone outside of the Best Buy. And so if you were working for the phone, wouldn't it be good for you if people were saying, oh, there should be a phone outside of that Best Buy?
Yeah.
And now you can say, oh, I work for the phone.
Mm.
And I'm happy to put a phone there. You're just going to have to pay me big bucks first.
Yes. And they know that they've
follow
got
the
barrel.
Money, people. Follow the money. Money.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's definitely somebody who works with a phone, and they probably also...
Works for the phone.
Yes. Well, but do they not work with phones at that job?
No, you're right. Works for and with the phone.
Yeah, so that's how we'll say it from now on. Somebody who works for and with the phone, wouldn't they have a particularly good pitch to corrupt this Jay fellow who we know had to borrow other people's phones because he don't have his own phone?
Yes. And by making him out to be sort of an evil anti-phone person, I just can't see how it could be anyone else but the person who works for and with the phone. And there's a big advertisement you'll notice. They say, like, this is a call from the phone at the very
mm-hmm.
beginning.
Yes.
And you just have to think about who's profiting. You know, at the end of this, you just have to look at who is the one who really made out to be the best at the end.
One thing.
Sorry, one second.
Go ahead.
What is that noise? You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
In the headphones. Okay, so we had a little interruption there. You may have noticed for the first half of our introduction, you could sort of hear these very quiet voices over the entire record. And this is something we've kind of been experimenting with.
Yes, and it's sort of what we call subliminal laughvertising. And what we do is we get another podcast that we think is funny and other people think is funny. And we maybe don't totally get, and we play it along with our podcast so that hopefully some of the people who don't like us, and let's face it, there's a few, can start to kind of enjoy another show while our show's playing so we won't be such a turnoff.
So what was happening is Scarborough County was playing at a very low level through our entire podcast. You may have thought that this was a mistake that engineer Cody made. That he
was just playing
something. We assure you it was something deliberate that we were doing. The idea that he could be so stupid as to be accidentally playing another podcast simultaneously over our record.
Audibly. During a record where his really only function is to monitor the sound quality of our show, that he would be playing another one. That would be pretty crazy. So what must have happened is that we intentionally chose to have him playing Scarborough County.
It was county, right? Not country? Okay. God yes. help you if it was country.
If it was country, we're pissed. But if not, we're happy. We love having county playing. And so, you know, this is just another thing. Also, we want more mysteries in our show so we can be more like Serial. We're learning from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which episode was it? You can't quite hear. And were they talking about sports?
So let us know what you thought about Scarborough County playing during our podcast and whether Cody did a good job. And did you have another Serial theory?
Well, yes, quite frankly, I do. And the theory is maybe something I shouldn't say in front of engineer C-O-D-Y.
Okay. Well, maybe if you do a lot of spelling.
Well, I just know that J lives in L-A and that somebody named engineer C-O-D-Y. Why also lives in L.A. And maybe the two of them are the ones that strangled that G-I-R-L and put her in the trunk of her C-A-R and buried her in the ground. And they're friends with somebody who works for and with the P-H-O-N-E. And they did it for a free F-O-N-E that they could get themselves. So, think about it.
Cody, it sounded like you were really turning the volume up very high there. And it sounded like you were trying to be a spire, okay?
And not S-P-I-R-E. Oh, wait.
I don't understand this. I don't know what's going on anyway, so. And I've been earmuffing.
We have a...
Earmuffing. Ooh,
tight
great old school reference.
Tight old school reference.
Baby.
Let's dumb it down.
Vince Vaughn's heyday, yes. Brother. And Cody went ahead and reached right earmuffs. Into the fucking
Bring your green hat. We're going streaking, baby. And you're my boy, Blue.
Ooh, it's so good when
days.
It hits your lips,
let's go
baby.
Back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Kilborn. What's some other stuff? The fat guy. What else do you like about that movie?
You're crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Code. What else?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I've what is this? What is this?
Because it's the scene when he falls into the pool and then starts playing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. That's really funny.
Okay. Oh, well, now this is a funny song.
Okay, I thought for a second it was just a ridiculous thing you're doing, but that is very funny. We have a great guest today. Pauly Shore is here.
Did Engineer Cody save this episode of our show?
I think from top to bottom.
I mean, I think we've been recording maybe one of the worst, most dysfunctional episodes we've ever made. The entire intro bit is completely insular. You literally can't enjoy it at all if you haven't heard Serial. It's totally scattershot. And the guest interview was problematic. And Cody, at every step of the way, has been doing some of the best, funniest stuff. And I think in trying to destroy the show, he's accidentally has saved it.
I think it was all good before.
Okay, and well, maybe you're right. Too. Maybe you're right, and it's all good.
We have a great guest today. Pauly Shore is here, coming right up on Hollywood Handbook.
So I'm talking to Giselle Bündchen, and I say, where are you from? And she says, you know, Rio de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, sweetie, you've got to change that name, because in this town, there's only one Rio. And that's Rio, too.
Mm-hmm. The birds.
The birds. Eisenberg. Eisenberg.
Mm, yes.
I mean, Jesse Eisenberg.
Hey, welcome to the Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
We have a corker of a guest today. We're so happy to have him. This guy's been doing it for a long time. Pauly Shore is here.
Yo, it's been a long time since I've done anything in the business. Because
you've been away. Working the fringe.
I've been away.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I've been away. So, like, I might not get some of your references. So, bear with me.
Oh, no. It's.
You know what I mean? You just got to flow. It's like a new generation. You guys are tweeting and Facebooking and.
Did you not see Rio 2?
Instagramming and all that shit.
Yeah, you not
did you not
Rio
see
too?
Rio 2?
No. I didn't even know there was. Was that a movie with the birds?
I wonder
you said?
What we'll talk about. Yes, yes, it had birds.
I guess that's one
that
way
was going
to
be the bulk of the interview.
Huh. Yeah.
It was just sort of dissecting Rio 2. Mm.
That's why I was saying when my publicist asked me to do your show, I thought, like, you know, usually I accept everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And this one came about, and I didn't really understand what it was. And now that I'm here, I really don't understand what it is. So
it makes you a little scared.
But I want to stay here. I want to hang in there. I don't want to leave.
Oh,
but
good.
I just want to be. I want to be able to contribute to the show.
Okay. Well, let's talk about where you've been, Pauly.
Well, I've been performing for the people.
Okay.
The crevices of America, the tertiary markets.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the towns that are so small they just open a Panera Bread. Those type of towns.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
I mean, towns like that. George Clooney, Brad Pitt fly over and shit on.
Yes, we talk
and
about
then
those places.
Those are my fans.
Like you,
the people that love Son-in-Law, you know, that film I did like 20 years ago.
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And they
the
want
pigs
you to do
and
that.
The apes and stuff.
And they want you to do that again, Pauly.
Yeah, I want to do it again, but I'm just Dumb and Dumber didn't quite perform. We were already set for Encino Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
But Dumb and Dumber didn't quite perform like our expectations because I had Brendan Fraser and Sean Astin. We were ready to go.
Yeah.
And then the studio pulled the plug on Encino Man 2, which was kind of a bummer. That would have been back my in back into the business.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm back to the tertiary markets.
Talk about going out to to those places like... Yeah. Arkansas.
Yeah.
And like the things you've seen there, because you talk about Panera Bread, and isn't that sometimes doubling as like a library in a city hall in those places?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Yeah. There's a lot of, they have their Wi-Fi set up out there, and, you know, it's a lot of business, you know, a lot of small, you know, a lot of startup companies happens in Panera Breads. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's like the vest of America. It's like the heartthrob. It's like that Five Guys. And then maybe like a Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're all in these kind of smaller markets.
Mm-hmm. They have to and say hi to you at Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
I think that's what people like about it. Does it feel nice to have them say hi to you and to know that they have to do that and they can't freeze you out like they might do at a...
Is that a corporate... That's a corporate entity to do
yes.
that, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you thought that they were just saying hi to you because they were friendly.
Yeah, they were friendly. No.
Well, I think that's how it should be. I think you should be, you know, federally required to say hi to me.
So either way, I'm just happy to be on your show. And again, I'm trying to, you know, brace myself for where this is going to go. So I'm not really quite sure.
Well, I hope you're strapped in. I hope you're buckled in tight.
Thank you.
Because wherever it's going to go, it's going to go.
It's just
going to
flow, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to flow, and I'm feeling the flow. I'm feeling like I'm in it right now.
Yeah.
This
is exciting. What about your engineer? Why are you looking at your Twitter account, bro? Focus on us.
And
dude.
Now, see, this is actually a great question to raise.
You know, this like something Jesus we've Christ, about before. Dude. Like, what the fuck, bro? Stay with us.
This is engineer Cody. He's hoping to get a Twitter account off the ground where he tells paparazzi where different celebrities are, like when they're in the studio.
Oh, wow, that's
he
good.
Tells the paparazzi that they're here, and so they can just wait outside and take snaps.
Right,
and
then, by Arby's?
Yes, exactly. And then Cody gets a little piece both from Arby's, because the paparazzi buy.
Well, it's great promotion because it then looks like somebody like a Pauly Shore is eating at an Arby's.
So that's good. Cody, what do you think?
Follow me at Find the Celebs near Arby's.
Okay, that's good. I think that's a good move.
It's at Find the Celebs near Arby's.
Find the Celebs near Arby's, yeah.
Don't
follow that.
I
don't
urge
encourage
you
that.
To not follow Cody, and he's going to be cutting that out if he knows what's good for him. You should not follow him at Find the Celebs near Arby's.
Find the Celebs near Arby's.
It seems like that's a bad business model. Wouldn't you want like one paparazzi you text and you get their money for it rather than just tweeting it to the world? That seems like such a longer way to monetize.
Well,
that.
It's ad-driven as well.
But it's a good question. Why are you fucking around and doing your shit on your computer when you should be
when
actually
taking
care of the
show? Sweet Baby Weasel's here today, bro.
Yeah, the Sweet Baby Weasel's
here. SBW.
Weasel Wolf.
You know?
We want to fire Cody, but he's Dr. Earwolf's nephew.
Mm.
So it's like a family thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
His parents keep the lights on.
Apparently so. Ugh.
We can do a little something with Cody that could be fun.
Yes, let's do it.
It could be a great thing to have you here for.
Yes.
Your characters historically have had a lot of interesting names.
Yes.
What are some of them from your movies?
I did a movie called In the Army Now a long time ago called Bones Conway.
Mm-hmm.
Bones Conway, yeah. And then...
And they stole that, right? Yeah, I mean, Bones is now a hit show, and it's like, well, where'd you get that idea? Character named Bones.
And it's a similar character.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Bones.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have seen Bones because you made it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I mean, I made the army version.
I mean, you made the army and it's, you know, it's that was Emily Deschanel, but
yeah.
Where is Andy Dick? I think I saw him by Arby's. He's over there. He's sleeping under the bench.
You get that, Cody?
Under the bench. He's not even allowed to sleep on the bench at Arby's.
Poor guy.
He has to sleep under there.
He was so funny, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still funny, but he's got to get his shit together.
The way he sleeps under there is pretty funny. He it's does fantastic. Like a funny snore.
Yeah.
He does like the
me, 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 me. Yeah. Like a little cartoon mouse.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you got Bones. We got Crawl was in Son-in-Law, right?
Yes.
That's a hell of a name.
Yes. I forgot what it was in the film, but there was something about, crawling out of something. I don't remember what the premise was, but it was something to crawl somewhere. And then the father, Lane Smith, rest his soul.
Yeah.
He called me different crawl, crotch, cramp, different. He always kind of goofed it off.
Yeah, won't quite get it right.
He was a great actor. Do you guys remember Lane Smith?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was like a Southern lawyer in a lot of things.
Unbelievable.
And he had those big
jowls.
And
a judge later.
Yes.
He was like such
the
a
real
good actor.
Career path.
Such a good actor.
He had some interesting jowls. And a lot of actors become judges. Polly, what we were wondering if you would just give Cody a new name, because the name that we're working with.
Jockstrap.
Jockstrap.
Is that first and last name?
Yeah. First, last, Jock.
First name, Jock?
Jock, Harry Strap.
Jock, Harry Strap. So that's first, last, and middle.
Yeah.
That makes sense. He was a high school wrestler, after all.
He looks like one.
Yeah, doesn't he?
You're not feeling it, bro?
No.
Not happening, right?
I don't like it.
What do we do with you, then?
It's making
How do
him
we
mad.
Get to hold you?
I was never much of a jock, but...
Huh.
Oh, that's the problem. His first name's Jock now. Mm.
What about we call him Rage?
What do you think about that, Engineer
Cody? It's a little
Cody?
Better. It's a little closer to home.
Rage.
I like it. Feels nice inside.
One time he got so mad he punched the soundboard, broke his hand.
Mm-hmm. And the soundboard. You should have seen the soundboard.
No, just your hand.
No, the soundboard didn't break. The soundboard worked better afterward.
So that's Cody's name, now name Hayes.
Name him?
Mm-hmm. I'd love that, yeah, because I'm sick of calling him Hayes.
I would call him Lumber.
That really works for me.
That is a good name for me because of the wood connotation. Yeah,
chop wood, carry water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
that's what he's always said about this business.
Yeah, there's another reason.
And I call you Softy.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. I'm delicate like a baby kitten.
What do you think? Softy's a cute, right?
Softy, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
You like that name.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not thrilled. I'll probably get beat up walking around with that name, but, that was likely to happen regardless.
Sometimes if you do, like, porn in your early part of your career, because of Google, you can, like, figure out everyone's kind of past.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have to actually change your name. So, did you ever do porn early part of your career? A little bit?
Not professionally.
Huh.
But you think... I don't know. Calling me softy and then talking about me doing pornography, I don't really love the connotation.
That'd be a great name for a porno star, softy.
Yeah.
Right? Girls are always frustrated.
It's an untapped market.
Yeah, just a guy with a big soft one.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be funny, just the dialogue between the chick and the porn actor, just that dialogue, and then she never gets it up.
Yeah. They do the dialogue, and then...
And then it's time.
Yeah,
well,
and he's got a big one, but a big soft one.
Because there's an issue sometimes when it's too big, there's not enough blood in your body
to
make it not be soft.
To safely fill it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You either got to run an IV in there or you just got to sort of roll with the punches.
Because you need some to be in your brain, some blood. Can you speak on that?
No, not really. I mean, I think we should segue back to Cody's jockstrap.
Cody, why do you think your name is Jockstrap?
Yeah, Cody, explain your name. It's a little inappropriate, isn't it?
Yeah.
For someone who's trying to make his career in the entertainment industry?
It's different.
It's rude.
I'm an engineer, Like I deserve a little respect. I'm not a jockstrap. A strap that goes on a man's groin.
That's where the power is, though, bro.
The power lives in the groin, Cody.
Yeah, that's why I gave you that name.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that's what girls want. You like babes, right?
Sure, babes are... I like babes and chicks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, okay, that's a good name for you.
Yeah, if you like babes, I think you would want that name.
Really?
Do you really like babes or do you not?
Babes don't like jock straps, though.
They like... It's Jock Harry Strap, by the way, is your name. And you don't want to be like Jock Shaven Strap or something. Is that what you want?
Talking about hairy babes?
No, Cody. No, Cody, we're not. If you're Jock Shaven Strap, people are going
to
think you're a softie.
Are we
going
to go to callers soon? What are we doing here, guys?
Yeah, let's throw a call.
There's got to be some producer that keeps the show moving because nothing's fucking happening right now.
Well, that's
you know what I mean? Do we go to callers or?
No, we don't have the technology to
really?
Do that.
You got this fucking guy over there and he can't organize that shit?
He lapsed his phone bill.
We've been emailing him about it, but.
We totally can have callers.
We could?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, but no one knows to call, so we're just like in a room.
What about emails? Do we go to emails?
Yeah, we can get a couple emails. Paulie, I'm going to look up... We have to play a song before we get the listener questions.
We do have listener questions.
So I'm
going to
look that up really fast.
Which is like going to callers. Yes.
And maybe in the meantime, you could tell us a story from like your acting...
That's a lot of pressure, dude. You want me to fill your fucking show with content,
your acting days. Well, it's just while I look up the song. It won't take too long.
You know what I mean? Come on, that's a
lot of pressure. Did you ever see anyone nude, a famous actress?
I can't say that.
Well, you don't have to say who it is.
Oh.
Yeah, what we'll do is let's bring up a famous actress.
And we'll guess. Okay. And you describe what it was like seeing them nude, and we'll guess who it was.
Okay. What's her name? She went out with Jamie Kennedy.
Oh, right. Jennifer Love.
Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes, Love. She likes to be called Love.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen her naked.
Okay, yeah. Well,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
And now we're supposed to guess what it was like?
Then we'll guess what that experience was like. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, she's hot, you know, for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What were the circumstances?
Well, she was, where was it? It was, I was filming a movie in, I was filming a movie with her in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, hot.
And she was coming out of her, we were running lines, right? And she was coming out of her, the bathroom, and she forgot that I was, like, in the living room. She was, like, getting her panties or something.
Oh.
Yeah. So then she just walked out, and she's like, oh, my God. And I was, like, one of those.
Yeah.
And then she just sat there, and then she went, ooh. And then she ran back in.
She so sat like, down and yeah, she said, ooh.
No, it was more like, ooh, like that. Yeah.
And she ran.
And then she ran back in and put her stuff on and says, oh, you never saw that. Don't tell anyone you saw it.
Oh.
But now enough time has passed. Now you can.
Yeah, now legally you can. Now, what do you think that noise means? I've never heard a woman make that noise.
It probably means like she was into it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's probably why I haven't heard it.
Yeah.
Was she licking her chops?
Was she what?
Licking her chops?
Like you were a meal.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So did you find your thing?
Yes, I did. This is the Popcorn Gallery theme song. This is a segment where... Oh, yeah, you can't hear it. Put your headphones on. It's really great. Do you want me to start it over?
Yes.
Okay.
The Popcorn Gallery. Time for
what do you think
now? The Popcorn
Well,
gallery,
like I said when this interview first started, I'm sorry if I'm not Sean and like Hayes, in tune with this style of comedy.
The questions, not the peanut.
So you don't gallery, you think it's good?
It's about movies. Yeah, the movies is the reason.
I don't know.
It's called the Popcorn.
Well, it's a listener who submitted it.
Right.
Letting the viewers.
He's not a professional musician.
Right.
Yeah, now it's time for.
Though it's possible he could be.
The Popcorn.
From what I understand, this was his first take.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not like jazz?
No, jazz is cool, but I don't know what this is for.
So,
is it to tee up something? Or?
Yes. So,
it's kind of hard to explain.
It is. We have. Listeners,
is this like a
question?
Is this like a Cisco and like you know like a thumbs up, thumbs down thing? Or
no,
it is movies.
It is
about movies.
It's about movies. And people eat popcorn in the movies. Sometimes people who chime in are called the peanut gallery. So then this is the popcorn gallery because it's questions about movies from people who are just the listening audience. And the sort of thumbs up, thumbs down element is we give some of the questions the thumbs up and ask them to our guest. And some of them we think, this isn't a good question, and the person has to feel bad about themselves.
Mm. I don't understand anything you just said.
Okay, but I'll just go with it. Hayes, take it away.
I'll just go with it.
It's questions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And first we play a sound drop of reaching into a popcorn bag and getting out a question.
Okay.
So let's play that now.
Okay, got it. Okay, that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hang on. It's a jockstrap.
Okay, so that was a little dig at Cody from the sound drop.
Yeah.
Here's a question from Spunky Foonerism, our listener.
Mm.
And he asks, Dear Pauly Shore, can you please describe the last time you karate chopped someone in anger?
Jesus. Do we have to answer that fucking
question? No. We absolutely don't have to. No, but talk about you don't think you don't like that guy. He's not
karate
serious.
Karate chop? Oh, yeah. I know he's not serious, but yeah, I can't.
Well, but it's a ridiculous question.
Karate chop someone in anger.
Some of them are bad. It's just like sometimes you take them out of the bag and they just happen to not be very good.
Okay, grab another one.
Yeah, all right. really not any hair in this jock strap. It must be jock shaving strap.
Not cool, bro. Well, gotta figure it out.
Engineer Cody.
Yeah, he's messing everything up over there.
Just keeping it clean.
Here's a question from Anastasia Vigo. Dear Mr. Shore, when you were shooting Son-in-Law, did you get to pick your wardrobe? Also, are you still friends with Carla Gugino?
Well, we took my style and that style. We mixed it up together. So, I don't know. We all worked together. It was me and the wardrobe people. And as far as Carla, no, I haven't talked to her in a long time. She doesn't even have a Twitter. So I tried to tweet at her. And then the person that had her Twitter was like, sorry, this isn't Carla. This is da-da-da-da.
It's a squatter who's hoping to profit.
You
from,
damn near got catfished.
Carla's name.
Exactly.
I mean, you almost got catfished.
I did get catfished.
Well.
So if you're out there, Carla, what the fuck, babe? Hit us up.
Get
did
on
you
Twitter.
Ever see her nude?
Yes.
Me too.
For sure.
Yes, I saw Sin City.
Yes.
Yeah, I froze it at one particular moment.
Let's get another question out of the bag.
Oh, yes, sorry.
We have a lot of these.
So this is why you had the theme at the beginning.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, just to sort of let people know, the sounds are coming.
So did you tell your Twitter followers, like, yo, we're doing a movie thing, blah, 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 can you do the theme for us? And this is the one you guys chose, pretty much?
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, the pool was pretty limited. Really? So it's the one we chose, but our hand was forced somewhat.
Huh. So how many came in?
The choices. Final numbers, I think three.
Mm-hmm. Only three.
And the person who did this one has sort of a financial stake in the show.
Oh, so his uncle, like, is it Cody? Cody's uncle?
It's not Cody. This guy is even more powerful than Cody. This is someone who donated $300 to the show.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And we can edit this out, but it was $300 cash.
So. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of put his theme on.
Well, at that point, yeah, we basically have to do whatever.
What do you
says.
Do with $300? You guys just go get some steaks at the Palm or what?
We don't actually get the money ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Really?
The money comes. You know, it goes into the. You can see how nice
into the
sort
system.
Of,
yeah.
Yeah.
You so maybe the, notice Engineer Cody's wearing a very nice T-shirt today.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. And Cody, you're acting like the sweet wheeze isn't even in the studio.
Yeah, that's not cool, bro. I mean, you know, you grew up with me. Biodome, remember? And I'm right here in front of
you. You grew up with him, Cody.
I'm right
grew
in front of your fucking him. Face, dude, and you're staring at me like it's not even that exciting, fuck.
You're right in the demo, Cody.
Do you remember that, Cody?
I don't think he's...
Tell a story from you growing up with Pauly.
Come on, bro, it's okay. Put some sad music.
Where did you see Biodome?
Well, I came home from school. I went to my friend's house and we were really bored. We had nothing to do and we put on Pauly Shore's Dead.
Oh, wow.
And I was in.
That's a good one.
I was in 10th grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's legit.
We were stoned too.
Stone. Well, he's got to throw that in.
Huh.
Cool. Hey, did you guys see, cool, bro.
Hey, dude, did you guys see the Pot Barons of Colorado on fucking MSN? Jesus Christ.
I haven't seen
what,
it.
What, scary?
I mean, just the
freaky.
Fact that marijuana is legal in Colorado.
Here, can I say what I think is good about this? What I think is great about this stuff is it used to be that marijuana was something that only one minority race was able to profit off of. And now I think it's great that now white people can actually get rich off it too. I don't think it was fair that only black people were dealing it for so long.
Right.
But let me guess, those pot barons are...
Oh, rich white people, yeah.
And isn't that a nice change?
Yes.
Don't you agree? It's about time.
I don't know. I don't want to cause any riots anymore with the African Americans in Ferguson. Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got to keep it. You know what I mean? We don't want them riding in front of, you know, in front of Arby's with Andy Dick under the studio.
It's too crowded.
Well, Andy won't be able to catch a wink.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people now at that Arby's.
Oh my God.
He won't be able to catch a wink. Mm-hmm. I mean, Andy needs his sleep. He's resting up for a big comeback.
Huh.
Yes. Well, it's almost...
Do we have to reach in the whole bag again?
Oh, sorry. We never got anything
out of the bag. We got one more to do,
right? Last time. That's right. That's right.
Well, that's if we're just doing three, but we could do a lot.
No, we don't need to do any more. Oh, shit. He's going in. That's not cool, bro. You're doing it without my consent.
It's a letter of consent from the sweet weeds, and it's signed and dated today.
No, SBW, bro. Sweet baby weasel.
It's the sweet baby weasel. Well,
SBW.
It's SBW.
Yeah.
He's initialed right here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got today's date.
This goes a question from Burger Ho.
What do we think?
What do you think about all these names?
Yeah,
what's going on with
names?
Internet names today?
These
I don't even go on the internet,
It's become gross.
Stupid.
Mr. Shore, please describe the intricacies of and motivation behind faking your own death for profit.
Cody, you saw the movie.
Yeah, Cody.
Yeah, Cody.
Well,
that
tell us about
for
the
you.
Movie.
25 years ago.
Whoa, bro. It wasn't 25 years ago. It was 2003. It's like 10 years ago.
You saw it when you told the whole story.
10th grade.
Was that story a lie?
Cody, I seriously think you're acting like the SBW is not even in the studio with
not
you.
Not cool, bro. Super spatch.
Grow up.
Super spatch,
Cody, talk
bro.
Genuinely
Speak
about...
spatch.
Speak genuinely about how special this is for you, please.
I mean, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where'd
Good,
you grow
that's
up?
Okay to say.
Where'd you grow up?
In Dallas, Texas.
Oh, cool.
And then Boston.
Damn.
And then Cleveland,
you went to school
Boston.
In Boston?
Yeah.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. That's where I saw it.
Faneuil Hall, bro.
It's a good place.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Comedy Connection.
I'm starting to think that Cody doesn't actually know about Boston the way he just said Faneuil Hall is just a good place.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's bigger than a good place.
Yeah, it's full of history, which he did not mention.
Sick, yeah.
It's definitely historical.
A lot of killer beer over there.
And he didn't mention the beer the first time either.
Love Boston.
So I think he might be telling a lie.
It's so hard to trust him.
I saw Greg Proops at the Comedy Connection once at Faneuil Hall. Do you want to speak on Greg?
Nice guy. I always see him at the airport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling.
Yeah.
You know, he's paying for his children. I'm paying for my houses. Which I like my children. They're like my children.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't have kids. You know, I have homes, so I have to, like, go out on the road, make a living so I can, you know, pay the workers. That's where I just was before I came here.
The workers who occupy
your
house?
No, that are remodeling it so I can rent it for money so I don't have to go and, you know, spend so much money on it.
Mm-hmm. So eventually the house will pay. That's what you really want to do.
You know, I mean, I think the key to life is to try to buy property and then rent it out and make money off it. You know, as far as the financial, I mean, that's what a lot of people are doing out here. So I'm trying to get in that racket.
I've got my eye on that. I know my dad sure makes a killing off me, that basement apartment I live in.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm saying, wait a minute, I wish I was on the other side of this equation.
Right.
And then I'm lining my pockets.
100%.
Wouldn't be bad.
Not bad.
Polly, how do you feel about authority?
How do I feel about authority?
Because I'm watching some of these movies you made, and it seemed like you're not a fan of it.
Well... I would have to say that it, man, you know, they always win, you know?
Yeah, well.
What's that song?
Except when they
I
don't.
Fight authority, authority always wins.
Yeah.
John Mellencamp, bro, 83.
Mm-hmm.
Did
Cody, were you even born then?
Yeah, yeah, Cody. I was 28 at that point.
Okay.
Okay. Well, now you have an
excuse me. Did you ever see him
naked
in the buff?
Yes. Him and his wife, his supermodel wife.
What was that experience like? What were the circumstances?
It was like I was naked and afraid, bro.
Oh, you were in the woods.
Yeah, I was with them and naked and afraid.
We're all living in the woods together.
That's a good combination for that show.
What?
You, John Cougar Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp and his wife. His
supermodel wife. And Michelle and Diego Cello, if we're lucky.
And Softy right there. Softy, what's up, bro?
And they did sort of a twinkly high five. Mm-hmm. And there's one more question in the
wheeze,
bag.
Bro. That's I the patented wheeze, bro.
Oh, so do you made a little money on that high five?
I patent it. Anytime anyone does the wheeze in the air, then I get, you know, I get 7 cents. Kind of like the Elvis, you know, Elvis Presley's got his own kind of jumpsuit.
Yes, and whenever anyone wears a jumpsuit, he...
Lisa Marie and Priscilla get cash.
A couple bucks. What do you get when people wheeze the juice?
Huh. That's like, I get something off of that as well.
Can I say something? I actually think that's really unsanitary, and I wish people would stop doing that.
What?
Because other people are going to use those Slurpee dispensers.
Okay, yeah.
Grandpa.
And now they're covered in germs. Do you see why? I understand when you're doing it, you think it's funny, but now the Slurpee dispenser is covered
not
in germs.
It's not because it's funny. It's free Slurpee.
That's why
we waste the juice.
Yeah. Waste the juice.
But then who's going to do it after you? And
well,
someone could
cares?
Get sick.
Who cares? We don't care about those people.
We're living in the moment, man. That's sweet grindage and
SBW, we're together, bro. Why are you pushing us
It could be kids.
Why are you pushing us far away?
Why are you trying to drive a wedge between us?
It could be kids who are
trying
to have a nice Slurpee afterwards, and maybe it's a present because they got good grades.
You know, he's
and now they're sick.
Okay,
we don't
want to
get
that
the kids
feels like
sick.
A personal
that's
story.
That's not politically
correct. Well, you're acting like I don't use mouthwash before I wheeze the juice.
Yeah.
It doesn't kill all.
And it's not wheeze the juice like a fucking homo dude.
No.
That's not how you fucking do it.
No, I know it's not like a homo.
It's like this. Wheeze
no,
the
I know it's not
let
like
me
a homo.
Do it, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wheeze the juice.
Yes.
Not juice.
No, yes. And may I try again?
Yeah. Wheeze the juice.
Me mama.
Wait, don't you need to go in the popcorn bag first?
Wheeze the
pretty good. It's okay. Still a little feminine.
I know,
it's cool,
I know.
It's cool.
Well, look, when you're born a softy, you stay that way, cradle to the grave, and that's just the unfortunate side of my life.
He pulled out a question from Bozos. Yes. Polly, do you think Tia Carrere is still really hot?
Absolutely. She's a cougar now, big time.
Well,
sexy.
Thanks for coming on the show. Did you see her in the beginning?
Yes, of course. I saw her from the backside, the rectum area. Mm. That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And on that note,
thanks for coming on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on Twitter, dudes.
Yes,
at Pauly Shore. Go to my Insta. No, not my Instagram. Go to I guess my webs. No, wait. No, I have a podcast too.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right, go to his
speak
podcast.
On that.
It's just at shit. It's called Pauly Shore's Interested.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have the new documentary out on Showtime this week.
Speak on that as
well.
What's
it called? It's called Pauly Shore Stands Alone. But I'm not standing alone. I'm here with all you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So this is exciting, Cody. What do you think? SBW.
It's cool, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. So Pauly Shore Stands Alone on Showtime this whole week. And thanks for having me on. And I'm glad we answered a lot of the questions that were out in the open.
Mm-hmm,
and we made it more. So now everyone feels better about themselves. And everyone, it was like a nice, what's it called when you kind of come back at the end? And it ties up.
It's a knot.
Yeah, it's like a knot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it ties in at the end and it's like a bow.
Mm-hmm, like
at
shoelace.
The end, it's like, mm-hmm. boom, we're back in
like
business,
shoelaces.
And it makes us all want to go to Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, let's go get a Chipotle beef bowl, and we're all happening.
And Cody gets the pro version.
We'll see you at Arby's, Cody. See you, bro.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum podcast.